upholding scientific research and discovery in respect, as we should, we must also be alert to the equal and opposite danger that public policy could itself become the captive of a scientific, technological elite.
We've signed a climate convention on the importance of economic instruments and free markets. Were included in this mammoth Agenda 21 document and the Rio Declaration. Let me be clear on one fundamental point. The United States fully intends to be the world's preeminent leader in protecting the global environment.
Coming up, Technocracy News. And welcome to Technocracy News and Trends. Patrick Wood here, Editor-in-Chief, and today we're going to cover days 5 and day 6 in my 12 Days of Christmas series, halfway through today. Day 5 had the title of The Fitting of Technocracy and Transhumanism, and day 6 will be Technocracy's Necessary Requirements. In the first article, The Fitting of Technocracy and Transhumanism, we read, if society must be transformed into technocracy, then humans who live there must be transformed into transhumans. In other words, a perfectly efficient utopian society envisioned by technocrats would be quickly soiled if it were to be inhabited by weak-minded and imperfect humans in their present form. This is exactly why we see many technocrats who would also identify as transhumans as well. Some well-known names that come to mind include Elon Musk of Tesla, Jeff Bezos of Amazon, Ray Kurzweil of Google, and Peter Thiel of PayPal. To grasp this larger picture, it is necessary to address three questions. Number one, what is technocracy? Number two, what is transhumanism? And number three, how is scientism the glue that binds them together? First, what is technocracy? In 1939, the Technocrat magazine wrote, and I quote, technocracy is the science of social engineering, the scientific operation of the entire social mechanism to produce and distribute goods and services to the entire population. The magazine went on to explain that technocracy eschewed capitalism, free enterprise, elected politicians, and that it sought to create a resource-based economic system where scientists, engineers, and technicians would be the sole planners and controllers of society. Many technocrats today have no idea of the deeper goals of technocracy, but nevertheless, they use their expertise to run portions of society without any regard for America's traditional political process. Rule by experts is a rule, but it is only one subservient part of the overarching goal of replacing our current economic system with sustainable development, aka technocracy, green economy, Green New Deal, etc. Number two, what is transhumanism? One modern champion of transhumanism, Dr. Max Moore, wrote, quote, transhumanism is a loosely defined movement that has developed gradually over the past two decades. Transhumanism is a class of philosophies of life that seek the continuation and acceleration of the evolution of intelligent life beyond its current human form and human limitations by means of science and technology, guided by life-promoting principles and values. Max Moore, 1990. Transhumans seek to apply advanced technology to the condition of man in order to take over the evolutionary process and literally create humans 2.0. The holy grail of transhumanism is to achieve immortality, but in the process they intend to weed out the more negative characteristics of humans 1.0. Their warlike nature and their tendency to be argumentative, inconsistent, unreliable, etc. This is genetic cleansing on the largest possible scale. Scientism, indeed, is the glue that binds them together. Scientism is a religious proposition that was first presented by the French philosopher Henri de Saint-Simon, 1760 to 1825. He wrote, and I quote, a scientist, my dear friends, is a man who foresees. It is because science provides the means to predict that it is useful, and the scientists are superior to all other men. While true science explores the natural world using the time-tested scientific method of repeated experimentation and validation, Saint-Simon's scientism is a speculative, metaphysical worldview about the nature and reality of the universe and man's relation to it. Saint-Simon proposed that the religious leadership of his day should literally be replaced by a priesthood of scientists and engineers who would interpret the oracle of science in order to make declarations to society on the human actions necessary to lead mankind to utopia. Thus, science would be elevated to a state of immutable godhood, worshipped by its followers, who were led by its priests. Technocracy and transhumanism are both based on scientism. Both believe that advanced science, engineering, and technology are the exclusive instruments of progress. Both are adept at promising benefits that are always just around the corner, but that never materialize. Both are expert at manipulating governments to supply taxpayer resources to fund their respective projects. Both believe they are hijacking evolutionary processes to create a future engineered by technologists. No future here, go to Mars. An even more substantive connection between technocracy and transhumanism is that they both see no future for the world as it exists today. Radical environmentalists like Greta Thunberg believe the world only has 12 years left before a climate apocalypse destroys us all. Elon Musk uses his billions to escape Earth by funding his SpaceX rocket company with the ultimate intent of colonizing Mars. Jeff Bezos privately funds his Blue Origin for the same purpose, to colonize Mars. They both have stated that the only future for mankind is in outer space, populating the cosmos because Earth is going to hit a dead end when its natural resources run out. In short, technocracy and transhumanism are both anti-human. Technocracy, channeled by the United Nations as sustainable development, believes that the Earth can only support 1 billion or so humans. Furthermore, all humans are considered as mere resources on a par with herd animals such as cattle. Transhumanism believes humanity 1.0 is as good as dead, and the only hope for the future of man is for transhuman scientists to invent humanity 2.0 and leave Earth altogether. In one sense, technocracy's strict allocation of resources and energy only marked a containment pattern while they build and test space travel technology. This is not new thinking. In 1872, Winwood Reade wrote The Martyrdom of Man, in which he stated as clearly as any modern transhumanist or technocrat could, quote, "Disease will be extirpated. The causes of decay will be removed. Immortality will be invented. And then, the Earth being small, mankind will migrate into space and will cross the airless Saharas, which separate planet from planet and sun from sun. The Earth will become a holy land, which will be visited by pilgrims from all quarters of the universe. Finally, men will master the forces of nature. They will become themselves architects of systems, manufacturers of worlds. These bodies, which now we wear, belong to the lower animals. Our minds have already outgrown them. Already we look upon them with contempt. A time will come when science will transform them by the means which we cannot conjecture, and which, even if explained to us, we could not now understand, just as the savage cannot understand electricity, magnetism, steam." Page 179 from his book, The Martyrdom of Man. Subtitle, "The word radical doesn't even scratch the surface." In light of the above, I hope you realize that you simply cannot look at technocrats and transhumanists and pin labels on them like Marxist, socialist, communist, or fascist. Transhumanists and technocrats represent a new type of radicalness that the world has never seen before. It means nothing when people gather together to discuss philosophical issues and new ways of doing things unless they have the means to do what they claim. Jeff Bezos isn't waiting for NASA to colonize Mars. He's building his own spaceship with his own money. Likewise, Elon Musk is self-funding his own space fleet. The late global financier David Rockefeller didn't wait for governments to flesh out a new economic order, but rather used his own funds to create the Trilateral Commission with its own economic transformations. Thanks to the United Nations' adoption of technocracy as sustainable development, Its Agenda 21 policies have been spread to every corner of the planet, including every town in America. In total ignorance of the trap being laid for them, people are now demanding more, not less. Global warming is being used as the battering ram to break down the current economic system, paving the way for the only alternative being offered, sustainable development, aka technocracy. Lest you think that the scientific elite are benevolent, pure-hearted idealists, simply working for the betterment of mankind, I would caution you to remember the late Jeffrey Epstein, who plumbed the depths of depravity, debauchery, sex trafficking, and blackmail, and who was also a member of the elite Trilateral Commission for several years. Epstein was a technocrat and transhumanist who hoped to achieve eternal life within his lifetime. Alas, he failed. To use the word radical to describe technocracy and transhumanism would be a gross understatement and a misuse of the word. They are both outside the bounds of objective reality. And worse, they are dragging the rest of us along with them. That's the end of day 5. The title for day 6 again is Technocracy's Necessary Requirements. And again, this is an original article written by myself, and this is a continuation of the series, 12 Days of Christmas, as it relates to technocracy. Just like today, early technocrats were obsessed with distribution of goods to the targeted area called a technate. In 1934, the North American technate included Greenland, Canada, United States, Mexico, Cuba, the Caribbean, all of Central America, and the northernmost countries of South America. No mention was ever made as to how those sovereign nations, each with their own particular type of government, would be persuaded to voluntarily discard those structures and cede control to a group of megalomaniac scientists and engineers. Nevertheless, those technocrats proceeded as if all of those nations would magically succumb to technocracy's scientific dictatorship and documented 7 key requirements that must be met before the system could function properly. These 7 requirements can be clearly seen as being valid and operational today as they were back then. These were recorded, by the way, in the Technocracy Study Course, written mostly by M. King Hubbard, but also contributed by Howard Scott. Requirement number 1 states, register on a continuous 24-hour-per-day basis the total net conversion of energy. Explanation: conservation of energy means creating usable energy from stored energy. For instance, burning coal, oil, or natural gas. Hydroelectric and nuclear also convert energy. There are 2 reasons to keep track of usable energy. First, it was the basis for issuing energy scrip to all citizens for buying and selling. Second, it predicted economic activity because all such activity is directly dependent upon energy. Note that technocrats intended to predetermine how much energy would be made available and then measure the result. Number 2, by means of the registration of energy converted and consumed, make possible a balanced load. Once available energy was known, it was to be allocated to consumers and manufacturers to limit production and consumption. Technocrats would have control of both ends so that everything is managed according to their scientific formulas. The modern smart grid, with its ubiquitous Wi-Fi-enabled smart meters on homes and businesses, is the exact fulfillment of these 2 first requirements. The concept of energy web was first revitalized in 1999 by the Bonneville Power Authority, or BPA, in Portland, Oregon. A government agency, BPA had a rich history of technocrats dating back to its creation in 1937. The so-called energy web was renamed Smart Grid in 2009 during the Obama administration. And note that the Smart Grid was a global initiative that intended to blanket the entire world with this new energy control technology. Number 3, provide a continuous inventory of all production and consumption. Technocrats were obsessed with aggregating inventory quantities in the economic system from beginning to end. Inventory was stored in production facilities until it was delivered to consumers and producers. only actual consumption by end users would shrink inventory. We see this concept used extensively in modern corporations as supply chain management, or SCM, where the goal is to minimize stored inventory, thus squeezing out all of the inefficiencies, and make for just-in-time manufacturing and consumption. Number four, provide a specific registration of the type, kind, etc. of all goods and services, where produced and where used. This requirement is a more granular data tracking operation that drills down to specific items. This would ostensibly assign a trackable serial number to every item manufactured, shipped, and ultimately consumed by individuals or other manufacturing processes. This is a core value of modern supply chain management theory and practice, by the way. The greatest enabler of technocracy is the Internet of Things, or IoT, where all connected devices are networked together via the latest 5G wireless technology. Tom Wheeler, former head of the FCC, praised 5G and the Internet of Things in 2017 when he said, quote, "If something can be connected, it will be connected," close quote. The harvesting of data from billions of sensors embedded in the IoT will, for the first time in history, provide real-time data collection. In turn, this data flow will put wind in the sails of artificial intelligence algorithms designed to control society and all the people in it. Number five, provide specific registration of the consumption of each individual, plus a record and description of the individual. This requirement is a cross-check of inventory against actual consumption by a verified individual. Thus, if something is bought but not consumed immediately, the technocrat overlords could take action to stop such behavior. It must be understood that technocracy intended to altogether eliminate private property, savings, and inheritance. The hoarding of consumable items was viewed as unauthorized savings. The means of collecting this information is through monitoring and total surveillance. Surveillance and data collection are seen everywhere today, and there is no such thing as enough. The intelligence agencies, including the NSA, CIA, DHS, etc., are creating massive national databases that harvest real-time data from every conceivable source. Surveillance includes biometric data, that is, facial scans, DNA, iris scans, and voice scans, communications, that is, email, phone calls, etc., financial transactions, location tracking, which is now called geospatial intelligence, psychographic data harvested from social media profiles, etc. Number six, allow the citizen the widest latitude of choice in consuming his individual share of continental physical wealth. You must understand this requirement from the perspective of a technocrat. First, there would not be a wide range of selection of goods and services because there would be no competition between manufacturers. Products would be designed and manufactured by technocrats at their sole discretion. The real thing in view here is the aggregate amount of, quote, continental physical wealth and how much of it you deserve to consume. Technocrats largely viewed humans as so many cattle in a feedlot, existing only to be fed a managed diet from birth to death, housed and shielded from the weather, medically treated for maximum efficiency, etc. Number seven, distribute goods and services to every member of the population. The key to this last requirement is that technocrats demanded that every single person in the technate would be forced to participate. Outliers were not to be allowed. We see the tagline, quote, "no person left behind," close quote, throughout the United Nations literature on sustainable development, subtitled "The Predicted Outcomes." According to the Technocracy Study Course, the anticipated and promised end products would be a high physical standard of living, B, a high standard of public health, C, a minimum of unnecessary labor, D, a minimum of wastage of non-replaceable resources, and E, an educational system to train the entire younger generation indiscriminately as regards all considerations other than inherent ability, that is, a continental system of human conditioning. Not surprisingly, these outcomes overlapped perfectly with the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, or SDGs, adopted at the 2030 Agenda Conference in September 2015. A is goal number one, no poverty. B, goal number three, good health and well-being. And by the way, the banner on goal three on the United Nations website states, quote, vaccinate your family to protect them and improve public health, close quote. C, goal number eight, decent work and economic growth. D, goal number 12, responsible consumption and production. And E, goal number four, a quality education. At the United Nations 1992 conference in Rio de Janeiro that produced the Agenda 21 document known as the Agenda for the 21st Century, few recognized that it was firmly rooted in technocracy, or that its interim name had been changed to New International Economic Order by the Trilateral Commission in 1973. In sum, the above seven requirements are being implemented throughout the world, although Americans should be most concerned about their own country, of course. Look past the thinly veiled utopian promises, and you will see only an authoritarian scientific dictatorship run by megalomaniac technocrats. George Orwell said it best in his book 1984, quote, if you want a vision of the future, imagine a boot stamping on a human face forever. Epilogue. Google is a thoroughly technocrat organization. In 2018, an internally produced video was leaked, and it was titled The Selfish Ledger. The concepts presented are futuristic, yet centered on managing all of society and all of its inhabitants. The video is embedded at the end of day six, and I strongly encourage you to listen to the video and see if you can understand the mind of a technocrat and how he views the future of not only society, but man himself. Well, I'm Patrick Wood for Technocracy News and Trends. We'll see you next time for the next installment of the 12 Days of Christmas.